Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is going to be an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is by D.A. Carson, titled Memoirs of an Ordinary Pastor, The Life and Reflections of Tom Carson. This was published by Crossway in 2008, and it is 160 pages in length. My review first appeared in the Evangelical Forum Newsletter, Volume 6, Number 1, 2009, and it's there on pages 12 and 13. Here now is the review. D.A. Carson, Research Professor of New Testament at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, is among the most influential evangelical biblical scholars of our times. This book is a biographical tribute to his father, who served as a church planter and pastor in French Canada. In the preface, Carson states, quote, "Most of us, let us be frank, are ordinary pastors. Dad was one of them. This little book is a modest attempt to let the voice and ministry of one ordinary pastor be heard, for such servants have much to teach us." End quote, page 9. Among other things, this book also reveals how a father's faithfulness can bear fruit in the life of his son. Tom Carson came from an English-speaking family, but after his studies at Toronto Baptist Seminary in the early 1940s, he was called to be a church planter in French-speaking Montreal. These were difficult days for Protestants to get a toehold in the Roman Catholic culture of Quebec. Carson notes, for example, that between 1950 and 1952, quote, "Baptist ministers spent a total of 8 years in jail for preaching the gospel," end quote, usually on charges like inciting to riot or disturbing the peace, pages 11 and 12. The work was slow and plodding. Carson shares with frankness of his father's frustration and depression when visible results were not forthcoming. He also confesses his father's overly self-critical attitude and glass half empty pessimism. Many of these insights are drawn from his father's personal journal entries reflecting his inner struggles with the hardships and difficulties of the ministry. One of the low points came when Tom Carson gave up his ministry. When there had been no converts in his tiny congregation for over a year, Tom and his wife Marge made a private vow in the fall of 1962 that, quote, "If by the autumn of 1963 there had not been any conversions and other signs of grace, Tom would resign from the work," end quote, page 90. The year passed without the desired fruit, and Carson's father resigned his pastoral charge at age 52. Carson then describes how his father entered a new season of life, working a secular job in the civil service and ministering as a layman and supply preacher. Thankfully, Tom Carson lived to see some spiritual and numerical growth among French-speaking Canadians, which began in the 1970s, the fruit of the pioneers. Carson relays one of the highlights of the latter years of his father's life. An evening in the late 1980s, when one of the congregations held a special gathering to honor his parents for their service. He also notes his father's pride in reading his son's published works and is concerned that they not reflect liberal theology. Carson also describes with admiration his father's faithful care of his mother when she developed the Alzheimer's disease that eventually took her life. Finally, Carson describes his father's own death in 1992. He notes, quote, "When he died, there were no crowds outside the hospital, no editorial comments in the papers, no announcements on television, no mention in the parliament, no attention paid by the nation. But on the other side, all the trumpets sounded. Dad won entrance to the only throne room that matters, not because he was a good or great man. He was, after all, a most ordinary pastor, but because he was a forgiven man, and he heard the voice of him whom he longed to hear saying, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord.' end quote, page 148. This book is a tribute not only to D.A. Carson's father, but, as the author intended, to all the low-profile, ordinary pastors who serve without fanfare or recognition. It is also a reminder to pastors and ministers that perhaps our most fruitful and long-lasting service may not come within the congregation at large, but from within the little church in our own homes. Here ends this review. You can receive audiobook reviews and notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts and sermons, by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net.